Thank you again for accompanying me. I was worried I'd make this trip alone. Well, I'm glad that my company is preferable to the circle of old men prodding that statue I found. Find the statue that we found. Either way, I'm grateful you helped me present it. Those meetings can be dreadfully boring. No! Of course, I love discovering ancient sites. There's always so much to discover, so much to learn. But I just don't like having to explain my decision to use the kingdom's funds. They have no sense of adventure, those old men. Huh. Oh, well, I told them this expedition was diplomatic. Well, it is! The relationship between Hyrule and Kakariko Village, it's... Well, politically speaking, Kakariko is important because I really want copies of the historical texts. Oh, there, you can stop laughing now. But in all seriousness, I really should thank you. Well, for your help with the council, for one. Sometimes when I'm excited about something, I can get... Well, I can ramble a bit. You're hilarious. At least I'm aware of it. I was about to thank you for rescuing me from myself, but perhaps I've only traded one adversary for another. Yes, it was fun to watch them stumble over the words. The way you sold the entire endeavor, well, it was masterful. My father himself would have been moved by your speech. If he was still around. What was he like? He was a great man. But I suppose any daughter of a king would describe their father as such. He loved his people. Everything he did it to prepare the kingdom for the coming calamity. Even when it came to me. I often felt he was too hard on me. I wanted nothing more than to explore Hyrule, to discover new technologies and magics. But he insisted I follow the path of, well, the goddess. I'm really not fond of the subject. Being the living incarnation of the goddess herself makes interpersonal relationships awkward, to say the least. And yet, it's never seemed to bother you, has it? You follow me around Hyrule collecting samples, updating maps, diving into dangerous ruins. Never once have you treated me as anything other than a companion. Huh. Well, no, I don't expect you to stop bowing. But you see, no one else teases me or jokes with me. Treats me like a person. So, thank you. But yes, despite the hardships, I know that my father did what he did because of the calamity. He felt he couldn't afford to allow me the luxuries of a normal childhood, but he did love me. I'm sure of it. He assigned Link as my protector, my champion, because he was worried. Though, I suppose he may have considered it protecting a valuable asset. Huh, you think so? Well, as I grow older, I think I tend to agree. It was a hard time. But I really do think he cared. I really do believe that he loved me. Oh, it's nothing. I think there might be pollen in the air or the wind. You? Oh, yes, I think he would have approved of you. My champion? So you'll take up the sword to protect your princess? You would. I wouldn't volunteer so readily for such a task. Bokoblins lurk around every tree, oftentimes in them. Very well, but you know this isn't a position you can retire from, yes? To be my champion is to dedicate yourself to me until death. You shouldn't tease me on such matters. Have you ever been to Kakariko Village? I am not changing the subject. We are riding to Kakariko Village. It's a pertinent topic of discussion. Well, it's quite lovely. I used to visit it a lot as a child. So have you ever been? No. Oh, you're in for a treat. It's a Sheikah village. Yes, exactly, like my Sheikah slate. Though the technology in that device is hundreds, perhaps thousands of years removed from the villages we'll meet. It's as big a mystery to them as it was to me. Ah, yes, precisely. There may be clues in their writing about the slate and how their ancestors created such amazing technology. I can't wait to read it. What? No, of course not. I'm curious, but I would never try to rebuild one of those things. If I'm being honest, I still harbor a great shame for the enthusiasm I had about them when they were first unearthed. You don't understand what it was like back then. They were so amazing, so well crafted. We thought the Guardians would be the solution to the calamity, instead of what they turned out being. No, it's all right. You really didn't mean anything by it. But trust me, I've learned my lesson. The village is quite lovely, though. It's nestled in the mountains and surrounded by a forest that's filled with a magic aura. Locals say that there's a spirit that lives within. I'd love to take a night or two to explore, if you'd be interested. I was thinking that maybe we could camp in the forest overlooking Kakariko. I think that'd be grand. We could search for spirits and collect flower samples, lie in the grass, watch the stars together. Oh, well, there's also a lovely inn as well, if you don't feel like camping. Oh, but be careful, if we do stay there, you can get hurt if you're careless. There's a creature in the village that can be quite dangerous if you aren't paying attention. No, it's not a boar. It's not a bear, either. It's a... well... they raise a... cuckoos. Don't laugh at me. Cuckoos are dangerous. Well, I do know firsthand that they are. When I was a little girl, I fell into a pen of the little monsters. They're usually placid. But if you scare one, they become quite violent. No, I didn't provoke them. I fell on one. Stop laughing. I swear, I will throw you in the pen and see how you like it. Oh, do you hear that? I think we must be getting closer. No, Kakariko is still a good ways off, but there's a lovely stop before that. If you recall, I mentioned hot springs last time we adventured together. No, I don't hear the hot spring. But I recall a strange amount of restless crickets in the area. Well, it stood out to me. This isn't their usual habitat, so I didn't expect to hear any, much less the choir of crickets we're being treated to now. Well, it's not that the area is inhospitable to them, clearly, only that it would be rather difficult to travel from the normal habitat to here. I wonder how they arrived. And in such great numbers, too. perhaps a traveling insect merchant. Yes, that's what led them here. This person, they captured a great many at the risk of their own life. They must have been so determined to bring together a collection of Hyrule's finest insects. And she traveled through the night, through storms, evading attacks by moblins even. But here, after falling to exhaustion, she probably turned to her cages filled with tiny little crickets. And then she released her collection, knowing she could not help them. I can just hear her saying, "Go, be free, and return to the world you love so much. Be free and tell the world of my deeds." And that is why they chirp so loudly now. Oh, fine. If you don't like my story, why don't you explain why there are so many crickets here? Yes, I do think that my story has a valid base to start from. Well, anyway, the point is, I think we're nearly to our first stop. Huh? Well, it's not that late. The sun's still up. We might make it by nightfall. But we'd have to skip the hot springs. I know. It's just a shame. It's a beautiful little stop. The spring is surrounded by such delicate cherry blossoms. And of course, the wonderful song the crickets sing. It's such a lovely little place. I didn't get to stop the last time I came by. Do you really think so? Well, I supposed an inn would be expected around here. Though that would throw off our timing. But I suppose, if you think it's a good idea, perhaps we could take a look. It would be dangerous to ride too far at night. Huh. Oh, look! You're right! It looks like they've constructed a stable here. This is perfect. No, it wasn't here the last time I came through. Well, yes, I'd like to think I'd notice a building with a giant horse head atop it. Oh! I once heard the heads atop these stables are supposed to be an homage to a sort of, horse goddess. God? Well, there's no records in the castle's library about it, but I've heard varying stories from travelers and the stable owners. Of course, everyone's version is a little different. I've heard everything from it being a benevolent goddess that rewards good owners to a terrible skeletal demon that devours riders who mistreat the horses. What do you think it might be? Huh. Interesting take. Assuming there's any truth to the stories, I think it's somewhere in the middle. Wait, are you all right? You've gone very quiet. Tired? Oh, I'm so sorry. It never occurred to me. This journey might have been longer than we've traveled before. You're not used to it, are you? Well, there's only one thing for it. Come on, I'll take your horse. You should go rest. There. The cherry blossom tree, right there, near the spring. Why don't you just take a few breaths, and I will get our horses checked in. Oh, wait, do you have any rupees on you? No matter. I'm sure I brought enough. But go sit down for a bit. I promise I'll be back shortly.
I'm only one person, but I do have a companion. We need two. I'd be glad to pay, I see. Just the one then, I suppose. Oh, and you weren't here the last time I came by. Is there a charge for the hot springs? Wonderful news. Because they really do belong to everyone. How much?
Mai, don't you look comfortable? Perhaps we won't need those beds. You can just sleep here. Huh? Oh, they're towels. I thought it might be a good idea to try out the hot springs while we're here. After all, you do look very worn down, and hot springs are good for you. The warmth relaxes the body, and the minerals help revitalize the skin. The moisture should clear the lungs, probably. But the point is, they're delightful. And it would be silly not to. So, here, take my hand. There we are. The springs are just this way. I know you'll love it. Have you ever been in one before? Oh, it's so relaxing. The entire world just melts away. You know, I once soaked at a hot spring near Death Mountain. It was the most incredible experience. I most certainly did. Yes, I'm quite aware of how hot it is there. I've been there. For your information, there are special brews you can imbibe to protect you from the heat. Oh, well, the heat from the hot spring is, well, different. I still felt it. All right, I'm not completely sure how the potion works, but I promise I did do it. You still don't believe me? Or are you teasing? Either way, I suppose I shall have to take you there too, just to prove it. Oh, you have to now. You're my champion, remember? Death Mountain is terribly dangerous. I'll need your protection. Thank you. For all of this. I said it before, I really do appreciate it. You make me feel like a person. I appreciate that. And you, more than I think you know. But here we are. Doesn't it look lovely? Yes, over here looks like a great place to get in. Oh, here's your towel. Now we just need to... Right, I didn't think this through. Hmm? Oh, nothing. I suppose to get in we'll need to discard our, oh my! You're just like that. And, oh, nothing. This is just a sight I've never seen of you before. Literally. Me. Yes, of course. If we're bathing in a hot spring, we can't very well do it with all these clothes. Right? Oh, it's a bit brisk. Yes, I suppose it will be warmer in there. And less visible. Well, here I come. Oh, hot. Okay. There. Yes. There we are. Much better. That first moment, right? It's quite a shock. Oh. And look at you, smiling. Naked. You look quite comfortable. Well, I did say it was nice, didn't I? Yes. I can feel my muscles starting to turn to jelly. The consistency of choo-choos. I feel as though I could just melt into the spring. Look at the sky. We made it just in time. I hadn't noticed the sun setting. It would have been foolish to ride onto Kakariko Village tonight. This was the best option. I'm sure they'll understand tomorrow. It's so nice. Hey, do you really enjoy traveling with me? You're not just saying that. I promise, you can be honest. I won't be offended. I enjoy it too. Before, I mean way before, back when I was trying to find my power, I traveled a lot. I crossed all of Hyrule with a group of guardians. My champions. But they were more to me than that. They were like a family. Nabosa, like a mother. No, an aunt. Definitely more of an aunt. Mipha. She was my dear sister. Rivali, the annoying older brother. And Aruk, the protective older brother. In reality, I was an only child, you know, so it was like a second opportunity to experience a real family. Oh, and of course, there was Link. Oh, no, he wasn't like a brother. I don't know what he was to me. He was certainly special. Well, is special, but beyond being my protector. No, I don't really believe there was any more to it. And actually, I've heard there's a girl at Kakariko that quite fancies him. Rumors get around, you know. But, I suppose what I mean to say is, you remind me of those days. In a much less stressful manner. At the castle, I was always the princess, my father's daughter, the heir to the power of the goddess. But when I was traveling, I was Zelda. Oh, don't get me wrong, they called me princess. Except Abosa. She called me Little Bird. But they made me feel like a person. More than just some walking title, some quest to be completed. And when I travel with you, I feel like that again. Remembering all of this, it reminds me. I made a mistake once when I was traveling. Well, I suppose I made several, but there was one that haunted me for a great while. And I still wonder to this day, if I had only spoken up, might I have changed things? Well, what I mean to say is, I think the world of you. You've been the best friend I could ask for so long now, and I love you. Yes, by the goddess, hold me. I cannot tell you how I've longed to touch you, to feel you against me. I was afraid you didn't feel the same way. But by the goddess, I said it, and you're still here. And you're more lovely tonight than any sight I've ever beheld. I wanted to tell you for so long. And, well, it never seemed the right moment. Tonight, with the spring, and the way you've been teasing me, making me feel loved, I needed to say. I May I kiss you? I've never done it before. Kissing. You'll be my first. So I'm sorry if I'm not good at it. But I want to. That was incredible. Can we do it again? Oh, that was worth waiting 100 years, and I would wait 1,000 more for that. And you're so comfortable to lay on. Why didn't you tell me you felt so nice? Oh, goddess. I can't believe I did that. I faced down Lionels before and wasn't as scared. My knees were literally shaking in the water. But now I've said it. And you didn't run away. You're right here. Your face right in front of mine. Oh, yes, I think I can get used to that. A 100 years ago, I wasn't brave enough to say it. I don't know if it would have saved the world, but it might have saved me. I couldn't make that mistake again. But this night, it couldn't be more perfect. The stars above, the spring, the crickets, and you. It's perfect. Perhaps we can just forget about Kakariko and stay here forever. Yes, I suppose we would be awfully pruny if we lived forever in a spring like some sort of Zora. But I have you. I have you naked. Oh my goddess, you're naked and I'm practically atop you. Oh, what a night this is. Oh, I could not have predicted this with 1,000 Sheikah slates and 1,000 libraries filled with every book in Hyrule. Oh my. I'm not sure if it's the water or if it's you, but I'm feeling a bit faint now. Yes, perhaps we should get out. As much as I loathe to part from you. Yes, here are the towels. Oh my. That wind, it's quite brisk, wouldn't you say? Oh, yes, I did get us a room at the stable. I have that key right here. Let's go. Oh, before I forget, there is one thing. They only had one bed left. Is that a problem?